Blind Man and Eyes in Fire Drama. Part 1. John Dance's troubles began as soon as he walked into the Dragon Hotel with his friend, Charlie. Together, they went to the reception desk. John said, "Good evening. My name's John Dancer. I've booked a room here." The clerk said, "You're welcome to stay, sir, but I'm sorry we don't allow pets in this hotel." "Pets?" exclaimed John. "Charlie isn't a pet. I'm blind, and he's my eyes. He takes me everywhere. Don't you, Charlie?" Charlie barked. It sounded like yes. "I'm sorry, sir," the clerk repeated, "but the hotel rules say..." John interrupted. "Please call the manager." The manager came. She agreed at once that John and Charlie could both be guests. She led them personally to their room. Before entering, John said, "Can you tell me the location of the fire exit?" "It's the 5th door along from yours," said the manager. "Thank you," said John. "Safety first, you know." "You're very sensible, sir," the manager said. She then described John's room to him and left. Part 2. John tells us in his own words what happened next. "I was asleep. Charlie woke me. He was pulling at my blankets and barking. I smelt smoke. A fire. But where?" "Just then the fire alarm went off. I went to the door of my room. I felt it. The surface was hot, so I didn't open it. The fire must be outside. I wet some towels and put them along the bottom of the door. I tried the phone. It was dead. I coughed. A little smoke was getting past the towels. So I lay on the floor with Charlie beside me and waited. The minutes seemed like hours. Then I heard it. The sound of a fire engine. It was music to my ears. I opened the window, waved and shouted. Charlie barked. Moments later, I heard a voice. The fireman at the window didn't want to take Charlie. "It's against the rules," he said. I explained about Charlie. Seconds later, we were both safe on the ground. "So you saved Charlie's life," I said. "Yes, and he saved mine," said John. "Didn't you, Charlie?" Charlie barked. It sounded like yes.